Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, want to let you know that we had Michael Dougherty was on with us, and he's given us permission. I have some copies of his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, a $25 donation to paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg, $25 donation, will get you a copy of The Devil Inside the Beltway. You can make that donation today. That's $25, or you can send it by check, Faith Harvest Church. That is Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. We talked about the FTC. We talked about the Sussman trial and the exposing of the FBI and the corruption of the FBI, and this book lays the platform for so much of that. Also, Cheryl Chumley was with us, and we talked about her and her book Lockdown, which goes behind the scenes really on what happened to us and what they did to us during the Plandemic. So be sure and check it out. You'll be able to find that podcast up at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That will be up this afternoon. All right. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is truly an American treasure and a legend when it comes to exposing the radical left. You can find him at David Horowitz, also at freedomcenter.org. I'm sorry, David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org. I want to welcome David Horowitz to the program. David, welcome. So good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Pastor.
And for those of you watching, you can see over my right shoulder where my finger is pointing, I almost, for almost every show on the bookshelf behind me, you can see the cover of one of his books that's one of my favorites, and that's Dark Agenda. And encourage you to get a copy of Dark Agenda. You can pick it up at Amazon, use Amazon Smile, and Faith Harvest Church as your chosen place to donate. And you'll support our work here on the radio, as well as our work with the folks in India and all the great things we're doing there. Learn more about that at cg4i.com. And we also thank you for supporting our sponsors, patriotmobile.com and also Simply Clean Foods. David, I'm going to play something for you and our audience. This is a crowd that's gathered outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home. This is, by the way, folks, this is not legal. They're actually not allowed to do this, but whatever stopped these radicals from doing these things. Here we go. So I can get it to play.
We will not go back.
I see you, buddy.
We will not go back. 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 We will not go back.
And there's the, you know, for those of you that are watching online, this is the radical agenda that we're dealing with. That's just one of them. That was out in front of Justice Kavanaugh's home. Then there's this crowd that was out in front of
the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
The whole world is watching.
Yeah, this is out in front of Justice Roberts' home. David, the left uses this tact of threats and intimidation. I mean, really, there's actually laws on the books that say they're not supposed to do this.
Forget the law. The chief lawbreaker in the country is the President of the United States. Hmm. We don't have laws for our borders. They want to destroy the First Amendment. Set up a ministry of truth where the government tells you what's true and what's not true. These are communists, fascists. We have political prisoners in our Washington jail. They hate religion because a religious person owes his or her allegiance to a higher power than Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. It's as simple as that. When the Bolsheviks came to power in Russia, the first thing they did was burn 100,000 churches. The next thing they did was they set up their own church, the People's Church. We are dealing with youth. Well, we're dealing, first of all, with brainwashed children. The voices you heard,
yeah.
They're thugs. They've been converted into a mob of thugs. But they're really young people who are, have been educated, if you want to call it, or indoctrinated in our schools, our K-12 schools, and our universities. I wrote 5 books on the left takeover of the universities. If you go to a premier school or a regular school, a higher education institution, you can go through 4 years, for example, at Harvard without ever encountering a conservative adult. conservatives have been purged from the faculties. My slogan is defund the schools. We should voucherize all education. First of all, the Harvards of this world, that any federal money they get that doesn't go to hard sciences and and things we can use in our military. The government shouldn't fund any of that. But in the K-12 schools, right to the top, all students, not just minority students, but the parents of all students should get federal money directly and let them find a school that's an actual school and not an indoctrination center for the hate of America left.
Well, the good news is, and I was just showing our television audience this, but the good news is that we also have a very active Students for Life, and there is a waking up too. And we'll talk about this more with Doug Giles at the bottom of the hour when we talk about the nearly 2 million school kids, school-age kids, that have been pulled out of public schools. But because of exactly what you're talking about, David, because these aren't schools.
I think this youth movement is pro-life youth movement is one of the most hopeful things in our country. But we need Republicans had power. They controlled the Congress and the White House.
Yep.
And they didn't use it
to
voucherize education and take. You have to cut the teaching unions off at the knees. These are vicious people. I don't understand how, of course there are good teachers, but the teaching unions that kept these teachers out of the schools and abandon these kids to the streets, basically, during COVID, when there was no medical reason for doing so, who marched them. Remember the gun control marches? They organized these kids to march in the gun control, who are basically, raping kindergartners. You tell kindergartners they can be boys or girls or anything they want. I mean, what the heck is that? It's just child abuse. I mean, I've had arguments with these teachers that you can't indoctrinate. When I was a radical, I would never have indoctrinated young people. No respect for youth, no respect for innocence, no respect for people who disagree with them. None. So destroying the teacher unions is the first step in restoring health to our schools. And one way to do it is to voucherize education. That is, give a scholarship. Instead of sending a dollar to these communist school boards that cover up rape, protect rapists as they did in Virginia, instead of giving that money to them, give it to the parents and let them find a church school. We could create a whole new educational system relatively easily. There are decent teachers, but they're suppressed.
They're forced to be silent. They're forced to be silent. My sister and I. My sister was an educator for many years.
Yeah, let's stop the teaching unions in their tracks.
And that's one of the most powerful entities, folks, when it comes to that, because they collect the dues. They've created.
They elect the school board.
Yep.
Even Franklin Roosevelt thought that government unions, that is, unions that do most of their business with the government, should be illegal. It's a walking conflict of interest.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the issue with the teachers unions is they also have a role with the credentialing of the teacher, and without them, the teacher does not have quote unquote permission.
Well,
so the state is sanctioning this.
One of the most honored professors of education at Columbia's Teachers College, the editor of the series of books about social justice and mathematics, is a terrorist, Billy Ayers.
Yep. Talk to us about Bill Ayer's history, because a lot of people don't know. Tell us about Bill Ayer's history.
Well, I interviewed him when he got out of he didn't spend very long in jail. You know, he wrote a book about how he had bombed the Pentagon and gave the bastards, as he put it, what they deserved. And when I interviewed him, he said to me, "I'm guilty as hell and free as a bird. America's a great country." That's the way they look at America, as a license to be criminals and terrorists.
What kind of terrorist activity was Bill Ayers involved in?
The kid he brought up, Keza Boudin, is the district attorney in San Francisco, who's the criminal. That's why they have a crime wave in San Francisco. It's one of the Soros prosecutors. They can't, never will stop being so... Look, I feel very guilty when I say this to conservatives, but they are civilized, principled people, and don't become Democrats. But don't say that the Democrats are soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They see criminals as socialists who are redistributing income and getting reparations.
And the chaos that those criminals are creating is part of what they need in order to tear down your culture. They want it to go to an extreme level, folks. And the reason that they want that extreme level is so that the people, the good people, like us, like yourselves, the good people, will finally say, "We need help. We need help. Somebody save us. Somebody rescue us from all of these criminals, from all of this crime, from all of this lawlessness." And you will then allow them to put you in shackle and chains.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don't forget to support our sponsor, and you can do that right up here. PatriotMobile.com. We've got a book offer for you as well, Devil Inside the Beltway. $25 donation gets you the Devil Inside the Beltway. Make that donation today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. All right, my special guest is David Horowitz, David Horowitz, freedomcenter.org. David, we were talking, you and I, in the break, you know, about these gatherings that are taking place as well. We talked about the teachers' unions coming into the break. But these protest gatherings, the issues that are taking place with regards to that, you talked about, you know, Nancy Pelosi and the others that are really in collusion against the American people. Talk to us a little bit more about that, if you would, please.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I'm sorry, I was saying, if you would speak to us a little bit more about Nancy Pelosi and her collusion. You were mentioning to me as we were in the green room about...
She protected this black Capitol Police officer that murdered Ashley Babbitt in cold blood. It's on video, for crying out tears. Ashley Babbitt was unarmed. All these people in jail are people who were caught in Nancy Pelosi's trap. This video, Greg Kelly's been very good on Newsmax about running this video of Capitol Police officers urging people to go inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
It was a plan. You know, I don't know why Republicans, you know, want to save the Democrats' face or whatever they do.
Well,
Nancy Pelosi retires, they'll be full of praise for her. This woman, you know, was a single-handed wrecking ball to the Constitution and our country, for that matter. Vicious human being, Nancy Pelosi, and a criminal.
14,000 hours of video, David. It's interesting. I don't know if you saw 2,000 Mules, but it's very, I mean, they did a really, really good job of geo-tracking and surveillance. But they had to go through 4 million hours. Here's my point. They had to go through 4 million hours of surveillance tape, surveilling each one of the ballot drop boxes. They were able to go through that 4 million hours, identify the individuals, and attach them to the geo-tracking information that they had to know exactly who was doing what at those drop boxes. The FBI and the Department of Justice and all of these thousands of agents that they have working on this, who went and kicked in front doors in the middle of the night, kicked in front doors in the early morning hours, took children and handcuffed children and dragged them out and put them on their knees in the streets, turned 50 caliber weapons on homes in those neighborhoods, 50 caliber weapons. And they can't go through 14,000 hours of tape when you had such a small number of individuals that went through 4 million hours of tape. Doesn't add up to me, David. It just doesn't add up.
Yeah. Well, they don't want it. They've been through the tape, and they know that it undermines their case. Anybody who believes that the 2020 election, anybody who says that the 2020 election was not fixed, is either lying to themselves or to you. The evidence is massive. And it's the same thing with abortion. They never argue, these communists. They never argue the actual Roe v. Wade case, which is an embarrassing fiction. There is no right to privacy in the Constitution, which is what Roe v. Wade is based on. They never argue the practical, actual practical impact of overthrowing or overturning Roe v. Wade, which is to democratize, throw back to the communities the decisions about what kind of when abortions are appropriate. They never discuss that, do they? They only sneer you. For them, it's the ends justify the means. The same thing with the elections. They never argue the facts. They actually lie about the facts. They say, you know, the Trump claims were thrown out by every court. No. These courts, which were controlled by Democrats, wouldn't hear the case.
Right.
There's no... No
evidence was ever allowed to be presented on the actual merits of the case itself. Never. That's the issue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but yeah, it never the merits were never argued. And last point I just want to make with regards to it, I just watched a film called Matter of Life, and I really would encourage folks to watch this, David. Because it really comes down to the real question that needs to be asked about the abortion argument. And that is, when does life begin? Is that a life? And it's funny because I was thinking about this morning. We recognize a horse breeder will bring a mare in for stud. And when the stud mounts the mare, okay, and they know that process has happened, they will come out and they will say, the egg's been fertilized, we have a baby, take your mare and go home. They know.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the founder of Clash Daily, and you can find out more and stay up with everything that he's doing at his website now, DougGiles.org, DougGiles.org. He's an artist, he's an author, he's a speaker, and he is a cultural icon and a cultural influencer. I want to welcome Doug Giles to the program. Doug, welcome. Good to have you.
Did you say I had cultural influenza?
Something along that line.
I would like to add to that that luxurious list that hopefully I'm a big pain in the ass to all things that are anti-God and anti-Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence.
Hear, 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 hear. Absolutely. Well, and one of those is an institution that seems to be losing its audience in pretty large numbers. Some estimates run as high as 2 million. Let's see. I was looking at something today that was estimating that the Federal Department of Education released its preliminary enrollment data in the 2021 school year. The initial report showed a drop of public enrollment of 3.8%. That's nearly 2 million students walking away. In a way, you might say, Doug, that their plandemic backfired on them a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's funny as crap, man. I've been telling people, for over a decade, I think when I released my book, Raising Boys Feminists Will Hate, I put in the introduction, it's like, hey, parents, if you want your kid to grow up, you know, loving God and country and not some anti-American dipstick, then you need to do three things. Number one, keep them away from social media. Number two, keep them out of sassy, effeminate evangelical churches, especially their little youth groups. And number three, do not give them over to public school. And everybody's like, Doug, you know, that's too radical. I went to public school. Look at me. It's like, hey, man, this is not 1955. You know, and Aunt B's not leading the class. Yeah. And, you know, Barney and Andy aren't down there at the sheriff's office. These are radical Marxists. That's a liberal madrasa. And they hate your God. They hate your country. And they've got your kids for 8 hours a day. You got to be kidding me. And people are shocked when their kids come out, you know, they got 666 tattooed to their forehead. And they think Karl Marx is dreamy. And I'm like, well, you let Caesar teach your kids. Why are you shocked that they turned out to be Romans?
It really is stunning, you know, because one of the arguments that I heard, and we homeschooled our kids, but one of the arguments that I would hear is, oh, but you don't understand. Well, first of all, there's the socialization, and I'll let you talk about that in a second. I mean, right? How sick is that? Especially what they're trying to make your kid do when they socialize them. But the other piece is well, you know, but we need our children to be out there because we need them to be salt and light. Hello, your child is not prepared to be an evangelist. They don't come out and know the Bible front to back. They don't have all of that settled in their own heads when you send them off to indoctrination at 5 years or 4 years of age. And the stinking governor here in Texas wanted to make it mandatory that at 4 years old, your kid's got to be in preschool. This guy's a monster. We better understand, okay? And I hate it because, you know, the people, oh, you know what? He's in a wheelchair. You need to feel sorry for him. No, I'm in a wheelchair. And I got in my wheelchair because I dove in front of a truck to save my daughter's life, not because I let a damn tree fall on me.
Amen to that, man. Can't pick on people in wheelchairs or if they're black or female or liberal, you know. It's like crap is crap no matter who frames it or how you frame it. And I like to go back, Greg, to the good old days. I'm talking about the bygone years where everybody didn't have to fly, you know, 6 inches off each other's taste wing, and we could offend people, and we could have this thing called freedom of speech and open debate, and we would let the best ideas win instead of fascistically getting shut down anytime, you know, we critique some little minority party or person.
Well, I think the other piece to this, Doug, that's forgotten is this has been going on for a lot longer. People think it's like everybody suddenly awoke. I mean, talking about on our side, woke up to start to say, why? I didn't know they were doing. Man, we've been telling you this, okay? I mean, I remember my dad telling me a story about coming back from the Korean War and going to San Jose State University, okay? And he's sitting in a class, and the teacher is sitting up front talking about the greatness of Marxism and how America shouldn't have been involved over there and how the communists in Korea have it all right. My dad stood up and he's like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Do you know that they threw him out of college for standing up for America in the 1950s?
Yeah. Again, you know, people are obsessed with, you know, Facebook and stupid other crap, and they're disengaged with their kids. They're disengaged with their community. I mean, now we're seeing, you know, full on engagement because, like you said, the hijacking of this nation is not so subtle anymore. But you get a ton of disengagement for decades, and you have a ton of engagement by radical Marxists and domestic terrorists like Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. And they started off their transformation of the United States, you know, trying to bomb the Capitol building and police headquarters and stuff. And they went to prison for it. And they figured out, Greg, that, you know, we're not really winning friends and influencing people with this tactic. So they came out educators and they freaking got a hold of the classroom and our kids. Yep. And we willingly gave our children to these, again, anti-theistic anti-Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence stooges. And then we wonder, whoa, what happened? You know, it's like you threw them into the lap of Baal, and then you expected them, to come out, loving God and the country. No, you gave them to the devil, and the devil jacked with their head.
As you mentioned about, the church situation, unfortunately, and I was talking with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Tuesday night on her program about this. The problem is, too, churches didn't stay open. They locked themselves up. They called the police on people that showed up and said, I've got people standing outside my door that want to try to come into my church. You need to arrest them. Are you kidding me? I mean, they did not engage. They didn't stand up for truth. And they don't believe that Jesus Christ actually won the battle over sin and death. Here's what they believe. They believe the death part. Because, I mean, when you're dead, you're dead. So that's easy because you don't know. That in all honesty, that's where they're at. They don't know. So, Jesus overcame death and it gives you warm fuzzies and you feel better about your relative that died. But when it comes to actually being set free from sin, that Jesus came and actually brought the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That's what he said. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're waiting for him to come back and bring something that he gave us to watch over, and we're screwing it up.
Yeah, never underestimate the ignorance of evangelicals. They want to fly away, and he's like, no, I want to bring heaven to earth. No, we want to leave earth and go to heaven. And the problem with that jacked up eschatological viewpoint is that our nefarious perennial enemies who are salivating to destroy the church and crush America, they think in terms of millennia. So China, they think in 1,000 years, mm-hmm. Marxist, 1,000 years, Islam, 1,000 years. And you get your little evangelical Christian in the flyover states. He doesn't think past lunch. And we were wondering, why is culture so crass? And, the politicians inside the Beltway, so swampy and gnarly and nasty. Well, it's because the church has failed to become salt and light. The culture and the political realm are downstream of the church.
And if the downstream.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's important. Downstream. Yeah. Not upstream telling us what to do. Downstream, where we're supposed to be the one sending the water onto them that changes what they do.
Hello. The nation is impacted by the holy nation that's in it. And if the holy nation is stupid, effeminized, if we're ignorant, backward, dumb, three teeth IQ of 50, morons who don't understand apologetic, systematic theology, or the biblical Judeo-Christian worldview, and then we're like, you're going to change the world? No, you're not. I bet you can barely change your socks. You're not going to change the planet.
And to understand the power of the Holy Ghost that does live within you. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, we would not have planted 500 churches in the last 2 years in India, put in 30 bore wells, started a sewing school, be sending out people from a Bible school, be feeding people, have the favor of the Hindu national government, have the favor of the government to hold meetings when nobody else was allowed to. That's the power of God, ladies and gentlemen. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and the barren have children. That's what's going on, and that's what God wants here.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, welcome aboard, folks. Thanks for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen, and I thank you so much for being with us. My special guest is Doug Giles. Doug, you can find him at DougGiles.org. DougGiles.org. For those that are watching on the screen, he's got some great books up. Biblical Badasses, The Women, 10 Epic Ladies that are just absolute warriors. Psalms of War. Prayers that will literally kick some serious butt. Then he's got a book called The Art of Joe, The Political Brilliance of President Biden. If Masculinity is Toxic, Call Jesus Radioactive. Just really encourage you to check out Doug's books at DougGiles.org. We were talking in the break about where the church, you know, where the church is. And I mentioned going in talking about, you know, the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, the transformation that takes place. And I think there's confusion because we were talking about, you know, a particular situation where does God love me? Yes, he, you know, the word of God says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, all of us, all of us. But he didn't die for you so you could stay a sinner. Paul makes it very clear. When you become a Christian, sin is crucified with Christ on the cross, and you are set free. We don't preach that, Doug.
Yeah, we don't tell you go to, you know, most churches in Lydafart, Georgia, and listen to the pastors. It's like, you know, Jesus is outside of your heart, knocking, raining. Let him in, you know, let him be your personal savior. Personal savior. How about King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Mm. We're talking about God. He's not your little genie that that you call on to make you rich and give you a girl like Blake Lively, who has a heart like Mother Teresa. That's not what he's here for. When he bids a person to come, male or female, old, young, fat, skinny, black, white, Hispanic, I don't give a crap who the person is. When the Holy Spirit bids that dead sinner who has no fear of God before their eyes, and he drags them into the kingdom, the call is to come and die. You die right. to your desire.
Right.
You die to your flesh.
You're crucified.
And there's no other Christianity. There's no other Christianity. And that's not preached anymore.
Well, that's...
You don't hear nary a peep of that stuff going on, man.
When I preach to the folks in India, and then I'm leading them in praying, and I have them pray a doctrinal type of prayer, and part of that includes Galatians 2:20, which encapsulates what you just said. I am crucified with Christ. Get a hold of that. This is radical. There's a killing that has to happen. Jesus was asked in John chapter 3, you know, everybody likes to quote that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." But they forget to mention the fact that Jesus said, the Son of God came into the world, and men were so crooked and so wicked and so evil, they rejected the light. Hello? And if you don't believe and take on and have that transformation happen, guess what? You're judged. You're damned.
Yeah, a lot of people, Greg, they're like, John 3:16 is my favorite verse. Like, look, I love it, you know. But again, there's John 3:17. They love darkness instead of light. And then you go into John 3:36, where it says, if you do not obey God, the wrath of God abides upon your head. So again, we cherry pick this stuff, man. It's like, I'll take some of that favor. I'll take some of that. I'll take the side of grace, and I'll take a heap and helping of forgiveness. But holiness, fear of God, obedience, screw that stuff. I don't need it, you know?
And
I just want the goodies.
And the problem with that is, and then we wonder why we don't see the healings and the miracles and the signs and the wonders and all those things happening in our churches. Well, it's because we're not actually pursuing the heart of God. I mean, think about it, man.
I was telling Colonel Alan West, he had me on his podcast a couple nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were following the same kind of track of discussion about the dilapidated effeminate American church and stuff. I said, Alan, I think if Jesus were to preach what most preachers preach nowadays, they would have never crucified him. They would have never killed him.
Right.
You know?
Right, right, absolutely.
They killed him because he upended all of their goofy, dead religious traditions. He rebuked politicians to their face. If you're full of lies, hype, and spin, whether you're religious or not, and again, for folks who think the Pharisees is some dastardly group of people, they were the most conservative from a political standpoint of all the religious traditions there in Jerusalem at that time. They had a high view of scripture. They were meticulous in regards to their obedience, and they were completely blind in their religion to understand the person and work of Christ, and they ended up murdering him.
Look, Doug,
they were like the GOP nowadays. And that's a hard pill for people to swallow.
Well, you know, if I came to your house, if you invited me to come up to your house up there above Austin, okay, and I come for a visit, and I come into your house, and I start, you know, making a mess. I get up out of my chair and I go find a potted plant and take a pee. I'm just acting the fool. You're going to be like, you know what, Greg, it's time for you to go. I was thinking we were going to sit down with the family and have a meal, but I don't think so. I think it's time for you to go. I mean, am I right? If I'm disrespecting you in your home?
Yeah, peeing in the pot would probably be a bridge too far.
But if I come into your home and I am respectful and I express, you know, appreciation for your hospitality, well, you can say to the wife, hey, you know what, let's have Pastor Greg stick around for dinner and break some bread together and break open, you know, break open a little bottle of wine and let's have a nice meal together and enjoy one another's company.
Yeah, they're not peddling that in churches. Again, what? it's easy believism. I mean, when there is no price, when there is no appreciation, when there is a low view of the holiness of God and a high view of the condition of man, then you've got a recipe for disaster, to where you said there's not going to be any transformation of the person. There's not going to be any transformation of society. What you've got is a religious social club that according to Christ, cumbers the ground or takes up space and bears no lasting fruit. And I think we ought to go, you know, I got a checklist in my book, Psalms of War, Prayers That Literally Kick Ass, of 10 things that the church doesn't even talk about anymore. And yet Christ addressed them probably more than he ever addressed love and candy canes and puppy dogs. You don't hear anything about the fear of God. You don't hear anything about the holiness of God. You don't hear anything about the judgment seat of Christ. You don't hear any calls to repentance. It's just, you know, just ask him. It's like, no, unbare your heart and repent for being a porn addict or a hateful, spiteful crank or being a waster of time. And you know, that's what used to occur during revivals. People used to just repent. And turn from their garbage.
And that repentance is then what brings the falling and the reigning of the Holy Spirit that seals that work inside of you. And that's when you see the miracles and the signs and the wonders, when there's holiness in that place. Doug, thanks so much for that. DougGiles.org. Back after this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.